I find in him no fault at all.
He is guilty. You yourself heard him say that he is king.
We shall report you to the Roman authorities.
Caesar will denounce you.
If you release the prisoner, we will tear you to pieces.
He set himself up as better than Caesar.
Your Honor, this man's bad influence is well known throughout the country. He teaches disobedience to Caesar all the way from his own Galilee, even to Jerusalem.
Scribe, dare I release this man? He certainly is not guilty.
It would cause a riot, Your Honor, and you can ill afford the animosity of the people right at this time.
What can I do?
The man is from Galilee. He's not Herod, magistrate there.
Yes. Yes, so he is. I'll send the prisoner to him.
My dear, do you know who is coming to my court for trial?
You tell me.
It's someone I've wanted to see for a long time. I've heard many things about him. He even performs miracles. Perhaps we'll perform one for me.
Oh, Jesus.
That's right. Oh, he's being brought here from Pilate's court by the rulers and priests of Israel on some charge or other.
You no longer think that Jesus is John the Baptist, risen from the dead?
No.
The horrible sight of his head on a platter no longer bothers you.
Yes, but don't you see? This is an opportunity to erase that from my memory. If I deliver Jesus from a death sentence, save his life, I will forget about that horrible sight. Bring in the prisoner. Quiet! So this is he. You have him in chains. Remove them. Ye who accuse this man have no lawful right to roughly treat him. And ye have... that is evident. This man, he is no criminal. In his serene face and bearing, I see only wisdom and purity.
His Majesty has no right, no legal right, to judge the prisoner before he's heard the evidence. And
I'm king, I'll do as I please, and I ordered quietness, and quietness I shall get. Understand? Now, then as to you, rumors are many that you can perform miracles, heal the sick and lame, even raise the dead to life again. Are these things true? I have it upon reliable authority that with just a word you can stop storms, quiet angry waves, feed multitudes. Nature obeys your commands. Is this true? Guard, go outside and bring hither anyone who is ill or decrepit or maimed or anything wrong with them. See these folk? Something is wrong with each of them. Prove your power by healing one of them. Anyone! I'm anxious to see if the rumors about you are true or false. If you can work miracles for others, do one now. For your own good. I will let you go free.
Show us a sign that thou hast the power with which rumor hath accredited thee.
I promise you, perform some miracle in my presence, and you shall be released. But think it over. I'll wait.
Annas, what will we do if he does demonstrate his power?
Our plans will have been for naught, and probably will cost us our lives.
But how can we stop him?
I suggest raising such a loud and furious complaint against Jesus that King Herod will automatically render judgment in our favor.
Good. Yes.
He is guilty! He cannot pursue us! He is guilty!
Quiet! The prisoner realizes, of course, that I have the power either to release or condemn him, don't you? If you do not answer me, I shall condemn you to death! You anger me, ignoring me. I will condemn you to death if you do not answer me. Will you work a miracle for me?
I denounce this man as an impostor. If you will give no evidence of your claim as the Messiah, I will let the soldiers and the people have you. They may succeed in making you speak. If you are an impostor, death at their hands is what you merit. If you are the Son of God, save yourself by working a miracle. Guard, guard, stop them before they tear the prisoner apart.
King Herod commands that order be restored. Stop immediately, yes, or my men shall thrust you through with sword.
Yes. Scribe, step into the cloakroom and bring hither my discarded royal garments.
Yes, your majesty.
Good people of Israel, you accuse this man of claiming to be king of Israel. You have in no wise proved your accusations. Therefore, in justice, I must decree that he be taken back to the Roman Hall of Justice. Let Pilate judge him. However, in deference to his refusal to answer the charge, I have sent for royal garments. Ye shall clothe the prisoner with them. Do with him as pleases you. Just take him back to Pilate.